We heard in the Divine Providence in the two readings from the Old and New Testament about fear. And we learned that there were two kinds of fear, a good fear of the Lord and a bad fear of the Lord. It describes those who cannot be reformed if they are just scared, if they're only scared for themselves. And so we're given a description of all sorts of different kinds of fear. There's fear of the law, that if you're breaking the law, you will be punished. And the heavenly doctrine says there's nothing wrong with this fear. It helps keep the world in order, and there should be this kind of fear. It doesn't take away man's freedom to be told that he'll be punished if he does or says something wrong. And then there's the kind of fear of honor, reputation, and gain, of what you look like in front of other people, a kind of fear where it's really a fear about you or about your possessions or about your honor in the world. And this kind of fear doesn't help at all. It says it shuts the mind. If you're only scared about yourself, you're not scared about the right things. You're not fearful about the Lord in the right way. And so we read in the New Testament, the Lord talks about these two kinds of fears, and he warns them about the men who are going to persecute them. But he tells them not to fear them, because these are only things of the world. If we're only fearful for ourselves and things of the world, that's not going to help. And so we don't need that kind of fear. We don't need to fear for ourselves and for things in the world, because these will close our mind. What we need to fear for, the Lord says, is not that the one who can kill the body but not hurt the soul, but rather fear him who can take the body and the soul into hell. The Lord is telling us to fear spiritual things, not natural things. And he told them, be not afraid, for you are much more of value than many sparrows, but rather be afraid of him who is able to destroy the soul and the body in hell. And this kind of fear, the second kind of fear, is fear about going to hell and losing heaven. That fear raises our mind to something spiritual, something beyond this world, and makes us think about the Lord, the angels, and also the horrible devils. And that's also a fear of doing evil and losing what is good. We should be fearful to do something evil. That's a good fear to have. Or a fear of becoming selfish and forgetting about the Lord. These are good fears, and the writings call this holy fear, because these fears have love. They love what is of heaven. They love what is good. They love the Lord, and they know that if they do evil, they're going to lose these things. And love without fear, it says, is insipid. In one place it says it's food without salt. And so we see that's why it says, taste and see that the Lord is good, because there's a holy fear in loving the Lord. Now, the story of Jonah is a very good story to show us the two kinds of fear. We read in this story, Jonah said, I fear Yehovah. And at the end of the story, it says the sailors were fearing Yehovah. But notice the difference. Jonah feared Yehovah, so what was he doing? Remember what he was doing, why he was on that ship? Yehovah had given him a commandment. He told him to go to Nineveh and preach against it, for the evil had come up and was seen, and he was meant to tell them about their evil. What did Jonah do instead? He feared Yehovah. He ran away from him. He thought if he could get to Tarshish, far away from the land of Canaan, he would be safe from the God of the land. Did it work? Was he far enough away from the Lord? Can you be far enough away from the Lord? Some people think so. Some people say there is no God. That's one way to get away from him. Other people just immerse themselves in things of the world and forget about him, and they think they're far away from him. It even says, though, in the Psalms, if I make my bed in hell, thou art there. The Lord is everywhere. You can't get away from the Lord because he makes everything. Jonah actually knew this, but he was still running away. That was his kind of fear. Not a very good kind of fear. And what happened when the storm came up? What were the sailors trying to do? They were trying to save the ship. They were trying to save their lives. They're probably thinking about their families back home and all the wonderful things they would lose if they died in that storm. And Jonah, he goes down to the sides of the ship and goes into a deep sleep. Now, Jonah knew why the tempest came. He was trying to hide from it. And that deep sleep that he was in was not a sleep of comfort. It represents a state when we're just thinking things in the world and forget all about the heavenly things. People who are only living in this world and not thinking about the Lord, it says, are in a deep sleep. It's as if they're not even awake because they don't know about the real things. And so there's Jonah sleeping, and they wake him up. And did he tell them what was wrong? Not until the lot fell on him and they knew he was the guilty one. And then he told them the truth. He told them that he had run away. And they couldn't believe, the sailors couldn't believe that he had done such a thing and brought this storm on them. How could he be so selfish? But Jonah was a prophet, and he had to tell the truth. And he told them what they had to do. They had to throw him into the sea. And they did. And it says in the story that the Lord prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And we know from the further in the story that Jonah prayed to the Lord for help. And the Lord listened and spat him up on shore. The fish did. And then what happened? He went to Nineveh and he preached. Was he a better person? Did Jonah reform because of the fear that he had of the Lord? He did his job. The Lord was able to convince him to do his job by being thrown into the sea and swallowed by that great fish. He knew he would die if he didn't do the job. He knew there was nowhere to run from the Lord, and he did it. But what did Jonah say? In the end, he went up, he preached against Nineveh, and he hoped Nineveh would be destroyed. Jonah was a very selfish man. He had the truth, but he didn't want to share it. And so what do we find out? It says, he says to the Lord, I went before to run away to Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a God, gracious and compassionate, long-suffering and of much mercy, and repenting of the evil. He knew the Lord would forgive the Ninevites if they repented, and he didn't want that. So what Jonah was really running away from wasn't just what he would look like in front of the Ninevites or what he would look like in front of the sailors, although that was involved. He was running away from something good because he wanted to keep his sense of vengeance, his sense of selfishness. Evil people run from the Lord because they want to remain in evil. They're scared to lose the evil, and they know if they go to the Lord, he'll take it away from them. That's how much they love themselves. And so we see that all the things that Jonah went through, the storm, the fish, the preaching, all those things he went through did not change him. Because if we are only afraid because of ourselves, because of what we look like, or because we want to keep what is wrong, and we're scared to lose it, that won't help us. But what's wonderful about this story of Jonah is the sailors. It said that if somebody already has the fear of the Lord before misfortunes, it will help them. The sailors had a fear of God. They each had their own God. They were Gentiles. They didn't know who the Lord was yet, but they feared the Lord. They feared God. They didn't know, but they feared him. And then what happened? When Jonah finally told them what they were to do, did they say, oh good, let's throw you over and save our lives? No, they had a deeper fear than that. They didn't want to hurt Jonah. Jonah was a human being. They didn't want to throw him in the sea and see him die. These were good men. So what did they do? They compelled themselves as much as they could to get to shore. They tried as hard as they could. They dug the oars in, but the sea was against them. Jonah had to be cast into the sea. And that's sort of like us. There's something of Jonah in all of us that we need to get rid of. But it's something alive and we don't want to see it destroyed. But the Lord, we compel ourselves and finally we realize Jonah has to go into the sea. But what did they say? They didn't say, oh good, now we know. They prayed to the Lord for forgiveness. They prayed that this would not be held against them. They didn't want to hurt him. They didn't want something alive to die. And so they prayed to the Lord to save them and not put innocent blood upon them. And then they finally did what they knew the Lord said to do, because it says, thou doest what thou delightest in. They knew it was the will of the Lord that Jonah had to be cast into the sea, and they did it. And then what happened? Do you remember? The sea calmed. The disturbance of the sea was all gone. And they saw it suddenly, as soon as Jonah went into the sea, they saw the power of the Lord. And it says they feared the Lord. They sacrificed, and they vowed vows. These men learned something through this misfortune, through this tragedy, through this danger that they were in. Yes, they feared naturally too, but inside their fear was a fear of what did they do wrong? Because you notice as soon as the storm started up, they wondered who did what wrong, and they all prayed to their God to forgive them for what they did wrong. They looked at themselves. They were worried about the evils they might do. And so they praised the Lord. They learned that day who the Lord was. They learned that Yehovah was the God of heaven and also of the sea. And so that misfortune helped them. That was more like a temptation, we call it. So we have two kinds of fear. If we fear for ourselves and the world, then when we go through misfortunes, all we're worried about is what we might lose, especially things in the world, and they don't help us. But if we have that fear of the Lord, that holy fear, that clean fear, before we go into temptation, if we're fearful to do what is wrong, then what happens? The misfortunes actually help us, and it turns us more to the Lord so that afterward we're stronger than we were before. And so that's why misfortunes happen. The good people, it doesn't help them, unfortunately, but it keeps them from doing what is wrong, and it keeps them doing what they should do. Just like Jonah, he went and preached after all. That helped him, but only to do his job, not to change his heart. But for those good sailors, it helped them to see who the Lord was, to see who they should worship. It helped them to see that they needed to live better lives. So they were vowing vows at the end, saying, "We will live better, O Lord." And that's what a temptation is meant to do. So when misfortunes come and when fear comes upon us, we have to ask ourselves, is there that holy fear of the Lord? Are we fearful to do what is evil and lose what is good? Are we fearful to go to hell and lose heaven? Are we fearful to be selfish and forget our Lord? Amen.